Good phrases. Become useful members of society. Become contributing members of society. Become productive members of society.
Are funded with.
Build a sense of responsibility.
Social skills.
Contribute back to.
Civics class.
Teamwork skills.
Gain knowledge.
The job market.
Prepare a well-educated workforce. Workforce.
The knowledge-based economy. Businesses that compete in the knowledge-based economy need a high proportion of well-educated employees.
Career goals.
Motivate students.
Feel frustrated with their studies. Study. Studies.
Drop out of school.
Employment skills.
Meet students' needs. Satisfy students' needs. Guardian. UK university libraries need to find ways to meet students' needs in the digital age.
Some people think that the main purpose of schools is to turn children into good citizens and workers rather than to benefit them as individuals. To what extent do you agree or disagree?
Some people think that the main purpose of schools is to prepare students for their future responsibilities as citizens and workers instead of benefiting them as individuals. I partly agree with this view. On the one hand, I agree that the main purpose of schools is to help students to become useful members of society. Most schools are funded with taxes paid by citizens and businesses. Therefore, schools should help students to build a sense of responsibility to society and improve their social skills to ensure that they will contribute back to the development of their community and their country. For instance, in civics class, students are taught about the responsibility of citizens, while team sports in physical education class can help them to improve their teamwork skills. Also, schools help students to gain knowledge and develop a variety of skills that are needed by the job market, such as computer skills and foreign language skills. This can help schools to prepare a well-educated workforce for the knowledge-based economy. On the other hand, I believe that schools should also try to benefit their students as individuals. If schools only focus on their social responsibility and ignore students' own interests and career goals, they may fail to provide courses that can really interest or motivate students. Some students may even feel frustrated with their studies and drop out of school due to negative attitudes towards learning. To conclude, I would argue that the purpose of schools is not only to produce citizens with a sense of responsibility to society and employment skills, but also to meet students' needs as individuals.